You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another week with us. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We're going to kick off this episode like we do every week, and that is sharing one of you who's using our hashtag on Instagram, hashtag STR Share Sunday. We'll share you on our gram on Sundays, but also right here on the podcast, on YouTube, and in our email blast. So some free marketing. Nettie, who are we sharing this week?
Today, we are sharing at Guesthouse 71. Again, that's at Guesthouse 71. And they are in Canada. Truly a beautiful, like, one bedroom. Actually, they have two. They started with one and now they have two. They've been in the hospitality business for a really long time. But here's what's so cool. I haven't seen this yet in any of our STR shares. They moved the 600 square foot guest house. They bought it on another piece of property and moved it
like,
to where they thought it would be best on their land. And so if you go to their Instagram highlights in the guest house, you can see them like the house on the truck moving it down the road. And so I know Sarah and I just really love to highlight, if you have a dream, if you have a vision, you can make it come true. And I have a feeling they saw this house and they were like, wait a second, we want to move it to our land and invite guests to this guest house on our land. It's going to be perfect. And they did a phenomenal job. So please check them out. If you've ever seen a house somewhere and you wanted to buy it and move it somewhere else, this is proof that,
that
it can be done. So thank you at Guesthouse 71 for continuing to show us that you can, if you have that vision, you can make it come true. Listeners, please go check them out, follow them. And again, look at them moving the house. And it truly is the 600 square feet. Every single square foot has been designed with the guest in mind. And you know what, Sarah? That kind of brings us to our guest today, because every detail in Guesthouse 71 was thought of with that five-star review. Who do we have on the show today, Sarah?
Everyone get ready and be on your best behavior, because we have we have the guest inspector on the show today. We are so excited.
And we did not make that up.
No.
We were like, this is amazing.
This is
we talk about the inspector a lot.
Yes. And I used to work when I was a teenager, and I think you too, didn't you work at McDonald's?
I did. Oh, I was not. Well, I was in college. I wasn't as young. I needed to go on spring break. I need that spring break money.
Regardless, I lived in fear of getting shopped red-handed, of like getting a secret shopper to come in and make sure I was doing my job. So anyway, today we have on the show the guest inspector, Deborah, who is a retired property manager with her fingers in many pies, sharing her experience via her consultancy, a podcast, soon to launch a second podcast, and a co-director of a conference. We'll learn about all those things that she's doing. She likes to keep as busy as her brain, an OCC, as she calls herself, obsessive, compulsive, creative. She's an ideas fountain. So Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. Hello.
We are so excited to have you and dig into whatever the heck this all includes, because we are here for it.
Yeah. So can you just give us and our listeners a little bit of your backstory and then how it started to weave into the guest and inspector?
Sure. So I started in the vacation rental world 15 years ago, 2006. I had rented properties for long weekends, weekly breaks, and I had just moved into my home. And I really needed to go away on a holiday. And a friend of mine suggested, why don't you holiday rent your home? And I thought, why would anyone want to holiday rent a home in the city? Because I'd only ever gone to the beachside or the country. So my first tenant was the BBC. And so
not too shabby, not too shabby.
Yes, can you imagine? So they filmed a TV show in my house. It was about a family. They were filming families moving, looking to immigrate into Australia. I'm from Australia. My properties were there. And yeah, it just went from there. That was fine. You know, 1 week here, 1 week there. Okay, I move out every time I had a guest. Then I ended up managing other people's properties. It was just through word of mouth that I started managing other people's properties. I never advertised. And then my own portfolio grew. So then that actually led me to design a guest referral platform. I realized that I was turning away a hell of a lot of business. And every time I typed, sorry, I can't help you, man, I'm turning away another booking. That's ridiculous. This guest has come to me and I can't help them. Why? How can I help them? So I designed a guest referral platform that ended up, I like to think big. So it ended up being a global guest referral platform. Because my guests had asked me if I have property in Melbourne or if I have property in New Zealand. No. So it was also going to be a book direct channel, guest referral channel. So I spent a bit of time building that. That's been tucked away for now. And then I, just before COVID, I thought, okay, I really wanted to focus on it again. So I started to wind down my holiday rental business. And about this, and I wanted to focus on have you got? I really wanted to give it everything. Right, now's time to really bring it to life. And then, of course, COVID hit. So no one was getting bookings, let alone referrals. So then I started in earnest with the Book Direct Show. That's the conference that I co-direct. And then at the end of one of those conferences, I realized with my experience, I'd had this idea back in 2019, but it was only at the end of 2021. That I thought, right, now's the time to do this. So I launched the Guest Inspector. Now, the Guest Inspector was born because for the last 10 years or even more, longer, 12 years, because I had to move out of my home every time I had a booking, I started staying in my sister's, staying in a hotel. Then I realized actually going to Kuala Lumpur was the same price as staying for a week in Sydney. That's airfare and accommodation. And so eventually my travels got further and further. And then I was running my business from predominantly Europe and London. So I've stayed at many, 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 many holiday rentals. And one day I realized at one place, I always seem to be having my coffee at 10:15, but it's not 10:15. Right. The battery's gone on the clock in the kitchen. And another place, the tile kept sticking to my foot. There was a loose tile in the shower. And it made me think, who's going to let the property manager know about this? Is it the guest? Is the guest really going to keep in mind, oh, I better let the property manager know that there's a loose tile or your battery's dead? And even like, you know, the basin in the bathroom draining really slowly and I've got, you know, dried spit with toothpaste in the basin. It's really not a very pleasant thing, you know?
Right.
So it made me think, who is supposed to tell the property owner? The cleaners certainly aren't going to do that, and the guests aren't going to do that. Now, of all the conferences that I've been to, the famous Simon Lehman always used to say, you have to stay in your rentals. You have to live in it. And funnily enough, this is what I was doing, because once I got my portfolio happening in Sydney, when I had to get out of my house, I was living in my properties. But it never occurred to me that I was designing and maintaining these properties to suit me as a digital nomad in terms of comfort and cleanliness and things like that. And then I realized with all my travels that not everyone does that. And there are these maintenance issues. So unless you're actually staying there and living there and spitting out your toothpaste in the basin, mm-hmm. you're not going to know that it's not draining properly or there's hair stuck somewhere. Really, these can be unpleasant things. And this can be the difference between a 4 and a 5-star stay. That one little thing that spoiled the guest's experience, boom, you've lost a star. And there was a great thing that one of our speakers had put in his session. And it's, imagine if you go to a concert and the concert is fantastic. You're really getting into it. It's, wow, it's brilliant. And right in the last couple of bars, someone plays a bad note. You know what? You're going to remember that bad note. You're not going to remember the concert. That bad note is the thing that sticks in your mind. So when it comes to the review time, that bad experience that you had is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of the guest inspector is to actually look at the journey of the guest from the minute they land on your website right through to when they leave and beyond, in terms of like, when are you asking me for my review? And to let the property manager know, okay, no, this was a niggle right here. Or why are you sending me so many emails? I've got 11 emails and you haven't even told me what's on in the area yet. I mean, this is like, you know, this is like you're spamming me already. So it's really, you know, perfecting the whole journey. Yeah. And yeah. That's sort of it in a nutshell.
No, we love that, because what you just said, it is not the cleaner's responsibility. And it's not the guest's responsibility. You know, if you're on vacation or you're working, you're busy and you're like, the last thing I want to do is alert the host that this is the issue. You know, we feel responsibility since we are hosts. And sometimes Sarah and I, when we're staying in place, we're like, oh my gosh, is this our responsibility? Like, as thanks for visiting, do we need to let them know? Because it's like, you end up doing your job again when you're trying to not
do your job.
But those are those points that, like, we get a lot of listeners or just Instagram followers, things like that, where they think it's the cleaner's responsibility.
Like, why didn't they
to
tell
know
us
all of these
why
things?
Why didn't they tell us the faucet is XYZ or why didn't this person tell me? And it's like, you're putting the blame on someone other than yourself.
And what Deborah just said, the cleaner is not brushing their teeth or taking a long shower.
Right.
I do think that's a number one thing, is the clogging of the sinks that you just don't realize, because when they're cleaning, they're cleaning and it's going down. They're not taking a nice leisurely shower or, you know, bath or brushing their teeth. Yeah. It's like they're cleaning and getting out of there. So what are some of the things, Deborah, that as you started to, you know, bring the guest inspector alive, can we go through, like, what are these things that you just see kind of over and over again that are like our listeners could, you know, take a look at themselves today that you see that very prominent in almost every listing that you take a look at?
Yeah. Well, it's still very new. But the thing is, so from landing on the guest website, okay, there's a lot out there about website design. But if I send you a query, I want an answer immediately. Property managers and hosts, you should have a live button there, a live chat button. And in my experience, I personally don't like WhatsApp as the live chat because it makes you go off the website, which you don't want the guests to go off the website. You want them to stay there and you want to be talking to them while they're looking at your property. Mm-hmm. So live chat is a really important thing. And then the ease of booking, you know, how many steps between looking and booking? Maximum 5 steps. You don't need their address. You don't need all the guest information and what have you when they book. You want their name. You want their email address, phone number, credit card. Get it. Book it. And then everything else can come after that. They've booked it. You've got the confirmed booking. So then after the booking, then there's all the pre-arrival emails. Now, you can have too few. So you don't want someone to think, oh, have I still got that booking? I haven't heard from the property manager. Oh. Or do you have too many? So with this last one I did, I got 11 emails, none of which were welcome to Cannes, you know, you're going to have a great time here, blah, blah, blah. And you have to find that sweet spot. You know, you might want to combine, this is what's going on in the area, and now we need your security deposit. Mm. So you sweeten it. Okay, we need the security deposit. There's the link. Or we need your guest ID, prove your guest ID, but add something else. You know, combine a couple of the tasks in one and make sure you give, you know, so you've got the contact so guests know that they still have a booking with you. And you can also, you know, start the excitement before they arrive. You know, you can talk about what's on in the area. You can upsell experiences, bike hire, boat hire, what have you. So really finessing that number of emails. Now, there was a client sending emails from their PMS and there were emails going out from the smart locks. It's like they didn't have a clue how many emails the guest was receiving. So I document how many emails and where they're coming from and how are they branded? Because all of a sudden I'm getting my emails from the company I booked through and now I'm getting emails from someone else. Like, who's this someone else? Security deposit, smart lock, whatever. Wait a second. Who have I booked through? So it's really important that if you're going to use these third parties that make sure they're branded, they're coming from you so the guest doesn't get too concerned. The check-in and arrivals and instructions. I mean, you've got to remember that people are arriving in a new city, perhaps. You know, sometimes people are regulars, but assume they're arriving in the city for the first time. And you've got to think of their journey. How do they get the key? Do they have to come to your office? You know, I actually think in this day and age, going to someone's office to pick up a key is a little bit like, come on, we're well beyond that. Already you're arriving in a city, you have to navigate your way to one foreign place to then navigate yourself to another foreign place. And being Australian, you know, I may have popped off a 14-hour flight. This is the last thing I want to be doing. Mm-hmm. So you have to really go through your guest journey in terms of how are they going to get to the property? How easy are your check-in instructions, a lockbox code? Have you actually tried it? Has your mum tried it? Has your grandmother tried it? Like really test it out with other people because you know the box. You know how it works. You know a little niggle here and what to jig this. Or, you know, some people, they turn the dial and then they don't know what else to do because it's not that obvious sometimes. And then once they're in, you know, how obvious is all the information there? I went to one Airbnb and I finally got in. It was a very frustrating entry. I realized that I needed a shoulder shove to open the door. Okay, this is after I got the huff and put all my bags down and started breaking into a sweat because there were two locks. And I'm like, okay, what is the combination here? What's going on? It's like, don't tell me I have to ring the host, please. And then I think I've just got the hump with it and shoulder charged the door and boom, it opened. Oh, okay. I'll let him know about that. And then the first thing I wanted, of course, is the Wi-Fi. So I'm looking around. Where's the welcome book? Is there something about the Wi-Fi? Okay, nothing. Don't tell me I need the Wi-Fi to get the Wi-Fi. Sure enough, it was in his check-in instructions on Airbnb. But I didn't have a European SIM card. Lucky, I did have a spare phone that did, but usually I didn't travel with a European SIM card. So that's another thing to think about. How easy is it? First question, what's the Wi-Fi? How easy is it for your guests to get the Wi-Fi? And then there's all the property issues. And it's not just maintenance. You have to look at the design. So if you I stayed at one place. There were two bedrooms that accessed one bathroom, two double beds, one bathroom. And I was staying there on my own, you know, so, okay, have a shower, two towels, long hair and body. I need two towels. I finish my shower. I go to hang the towel and then it's like, okay, where do I put the other towel? And wait a second, I'm only using two towels. It's just me. Now, what if there are four people staying here? And what if two of them are women with long hair that need two towels? There's nowhere for the towels. I checked in the room. No, there's no hooks behind the doors. There's no towel rail. Okay, so this flat is going to end up looking like a campsite because there's going to be towels drying on the back of the dining chairs or hanging on the dirty top door frames. Like, no, 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 this is not good enough. So, you know, even something as simple as where does everyone hang their towel? Mm-hmm. And you really, you can have the things hanging over the door. You don't even have to drill in anywhere and have some hooks. That is actually something that's very, very common. Mm-hmm. Not enough towel hooks, the draining the basins, and showerless, not showerless, what do you call it? Screenless showers. You would be surprised how badly designed they are and how you end up with a pool of water outside. And again, it's just me. So I can only imagine if there's four people showering, how much water there is out there. And then, you know, it's as simple as, okay, you know what? It looks great, but for convenience and functionality, put a curtain across, a screen, some other screen, either add to it or add a curtain, because it's really not pleasant, you know, walking out into the puddle of the three people who've showered before you, you know?
And it's dangerous. You could slip and fall. And
exactly.
That's
exactly.
Those are the number one claims with rentals are slip, strips, and falls. So
yeah, yeah. And just, you know, to make sure that the clock batteries, the remote batteries are all, you know, working, or you might have a spare stash. And look, another design thing is that if you've got a property that sleeps six, you want sort of like six lounge chairs or some sort of comfortable arrangement for the six people. You don't want two or four on the lounge and two have to sit on the dining chairs. You know, no one wants that. I got my nickname from that. We rented a place when I was in my 20s. And there was only one lounge chair. And of course, I grabbed it all the time and I'm barking out orders. Can you please bring me a glass of water? Can you pass me the chippies? So I got a nickname from that. But that's terrible. This place would have slept six people and had one comfortable armchair. That was it. This is many, many years ago. Many years ago. Vacation rentals have come a long way since then. But yeah, so it's not just about maintenance. It's about design. And really, you know, if you're not going to have the guest inspector stay, have a family friend come and stay, or have your friends come and stay and say, and you know, you don't even have to look for what's wrong. You know, as soon as you go to do something, oh, okay, where do I put my towels? Or hang on a second, I want to boil some pasta and there isn't a pot big enough. You know, you at least assume if the flat sleeps four, there might be four adults, two adults, two kids, at least give them a big enough saucepan for pasta. It's you know, that's the cheapest meal you're going to make. Assume that. Mm-hmm. And a fry pan without scratches. And if you don't want the scratches, please give them plastic utensils. You know, help them out here. So there's a lot. I mean, really, you discover all these things just staying there and waiting for the little nickels.
What is your thought on the checkout instructions?
Oh, okay. So checkout, I think long gone are the days of strip the beds. I think as simple as, look, even take out the rubbish. You know what? I'm thinking about catching a plane or whatever, and the cleaner is going to be leaving after they've cleaned. They might find something else like hair in the basin that they may want to throw away. So in terms of rubbish, I don't mind that the cleaner takes out the rubbish. I'm a bit naughty like that. I don't take the rubbish out. But I don't mind doing the dishes. You know, it's like, okay. But then again, it is just me. I'm not doing the dishes for, you know, six people, fried eggs and bacon. But I think, you know, doing the dishes, not stripping the beds, aircon off, lights off, everything closed and locked, keys on the counter, pull the door closed behind you. Okay. There's no need to clean up or anything. There's one thing that even as a property manager, I never understood why this happened. But how many times have you walked into a property and the furniture's been moved? Mm-hmm. Like, why? What did you do?
We don't know.
Oh my God, this is a mystery.
It's like where the socks go when you're like doing laundry for your family. It's like, why is the furniture the second floor? You know what I mean? Like they moved it.
And it's never been rearranged where it's like, oh, that's actually a better idea. Like would be welcome if it was like, wait, they had a better, it's never a better idea. It's like, why did you do that? That actually can cause a lot of trouble, especially if your turnover team, if they're not equipped to lift that. A, that's not their job to move furniture, but
exactly.
B, depending on the team, you know, they might have to call in some reinforcements to help them do it. Yeah, the moving furniture, we've never understood that one.
Yeah. I think maybe as property managers and hosts, we need to actually follow up after the guests leave, if we discovered that the furniture's moved, and just say, we're doing a survey.
Yeah, why?
Why did you move the furniture? We're doing a survey. We're not picking on you, but why?
Yes.
Curious.
Yeah.
We need industry data on this.
Yeah. We'll have to see. Because it is interesting. Like sometimes it makes sense. You're like, oh, they brought maybe a few more chairs in. Like, I don't know, maybe they wanted to sit in a different chair. But yeah, sometimes it's completely does not make any sense at all. I've had the bed move too.
Oh, that's weird.
The bed was the one, like the whole frame, everything. Oh, they were a longer term stay, but it was like...
And listeners, put this in your house rules too. So at least like you can combat this a little bit. Although sometimes they don't listen.
Hey there, fellow hosts.
Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings, and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan. Okay, so let's say whether it's the guest inspector coming through a property and you've got some feedback, or people take your advice and they have their, we like to call them their truth-telling friend. You don't want to get your nice friend. You want to get your friend who is blunt and honest, right? But let's say, okay, blunt and honest friend comes back and they have this feedback. And do you find hosts get immediately defensive? And how can we better take that constructive criticism so that we can be better and more hospitable hosts?
The usual response is eye-opening. They didn't know. They didn't realize. And then once it's been pointed out to them, they understand that, okay, this is a problem. And they know that they should fix it. Because I'm not saying, oh, that wall should be crimson, not beige. I'm not saying that. The feedback is actually constructive feedback. And unless you actually listen to criticism, you're never going to improve. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm saying this as an experienced property manager, and I'm telling you, I'm giving you this feedback, then it actually will pay to listen to the feedback. And anyone who's not a property manager, any family friend or whatever, they're a guest. And it's better that you get this information from them rather than have it reflected in a review.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Now, just speaking about reviews, I forgot to say before, like, this is one thing that also I find on people's websites, the reviews aren't in a really prominent place. They really need to be in a very prominent place because everyone reads reviews. So if you do have your own website, you need to have it pretty much higher up the homepage after you state what you do or where you are. This is what we do, and this is what people are saying about us. So you want to catch their trust, the viewer's trust, straight away. Now, my other big tip, and I've spoken to a few people, and they go, oh, wow, here is a nice nugget for your listeners. When I was a property manager, I was thinking, okay, what is the best time to send the email for the review? When am I really going to catch them that they're going to actually give me time and give me a review? And I put this into practice, and I had like 10 out of 10 response rate. And it was also just to double check that my staff had checked them in and that sort of thing. So it was a little bit of a survey, and then they can write whatever they wanted. But I send the review email on their last day of their stay. Because while they're sitting in there thinking, oh, I don't want to leave, you know, then they're going to have the great things to say about it. We had a great time and blah, 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 blah. Now, they're always going to be on their computer that afternoon or that evening, whether it's checking in for a flight, checking the route home, doing whatever. They will be on their computer. They will see that email. And you want them to fill that email in while they're sitting in there, because as soon as they walk out the door and they're heading home, you don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you do want to send that email out the day before they leave.
And I think, what do you think too, but Deborah, about saying, and if you didn't, you know, if there's an, if you have any constructive feedback for us, we'd love for you to leave that so that they're not, because sometimes, like you said, the negative part about their stay might be the thing that sticks with them, not your comfy yeah. sheets or your amazing yeah. shower head, right? It's yeah. It's the sticky tile on your foot. And yeah. so that, like, get them while they're in the beautiful space, have them say remarkable yeah. things, but, and then yeah. please give us your constructive feedback so we can, you yeah. know, remedy it, if not tonight, immediately yeah. after your departure yeah. tomorrow.
Well, I used to word it so, you know, that I wanted to improve my business, you know, mm. for the next days, et cetera, et cetera. But something else you can do that will prevent perhaps a bad review is, depending on, obviously, on the length of their stay, maybe day one, maybe day two, you send them an email and you say, how are you going?
Right.
Are you enjoying? Is everything good there? If there's any issues, please let us know. We'll look after it as soon as we can or as soon as possible, whatever. Just so they know that you care to fix anything that's wrong, even if there's nothing wrong. But if there is something wrong, then you know, they know that you'll come and you'll fix it. And then, okay, that's sorted. And then it's great. It's great. So you can iron out that, you know, the loss of a potential star early on by just double checking with the guest that everything is fine and they're happy. Because you don't want them to say, oh, well, there was no egg flip when they've left. You know, you could have told me day one, I would have brought you one. You know, it's not a problem. So, you know, it's just little things like that. That means sometimes they don't realize that they can actually contact you about anything.
Right, right.
And they should be able to contact you, well, not about anything, but, you know, within reason.
Right. Invite them to do that.
Yeah, I liked it too. I like that contact. And well, they know you're always there for them. And it's really nice.
Right. And if they don't, and if you're, it's one of those things you're like, oh, I should tell them about this. But if they reach out, it makes it a lot easier for you to let the host know, like, oh, you know, I'm going to tell them right now. I need more, like, not really enough towels. There's not enough hooks here. What do you yeah. think, Deborah? What's something that, like, is there an amenity that a lot of hosts missed? I know you're talking about the hooks, and Sarah and I talk yeah. about that a lot too. So inexpensive. Is there something else really inexpensive that you see missed by a lot of hosts that can come
nearby? Well, of late, it has been an egg flip.
Okay.
Very bizarre. It's very, look, one place I stayed at the beginning of the year, it didn't have an egg flip. It had one sharp knife, one big knife, and it had a whisk.
So are we thinking an egg flip is a spatula, right?
Spatula,
for,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, to flip the eggs.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, so some, so, and some of those are things that can get burnt or ruined or accidentally thrown away.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Those, yeah. Yeah, that's really inexpensive.
Now, the thing is, I know that we're talking about cleaners before, and I know that it's not the cleaner's job to do this sort of stuff like report maintenance. And I know that they're usually on a time schedule, and I know they have to run to the next job, which is why they're not doing the maintenance check. But things like, okay, so another thing that this flat was missing was, oh my God, it was so hysterical. I arrived and there's a bottle of wine, welcome bottle of wine. Oh, how lovely. So maybe 2 or 3 days into the stay, I was there for a month and I decided, oh, I wouldn't mind a glass of wine, looking at the drawers.
No wine.
No bottle opener.
I know.
Are you kidding me? No bottle opener. You give me a bottle of wine and no bottle opener. So I, you know, I emailed them and blah, blah, blah. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, that's something that always goes missing. And it's really bizarre. It must be a cultural thing because someone else said in Europe, they always go missing. Whereas in Sydney, they would multiply.
That is interesting.
But I would start off with one and then eventually I'll go and stay at a property. I've got three now. Okay. So it's the bottle openers multiply, but and tell me, is this something that you find in America? Because this is, I think I ran it past someone in the UK and they said, yes.
No.
The thing that goes missing, teaspoons.
Teaspoons.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you don't find that?
Well, I was the wine keys go missing.
So I was going to tell you, Deborah, so we have an inspector that goes through after the cleaners and we try to keep the inspection checklist like concise and like not exhaustive, right? Because there's also going too far into it. But yeah. There's two things we have them check, and it's the wine key. And so they always have extra wine. I have 4 wine keys in my trunk right now, just in case. And in every host kit, they have wine keys. And then scissors. The scissors always go missing.
And they go missing.
Yes. Okay.
Scissors. I will say that.
And so
too,
we make them check for the scissors too. Like, make sure they have the wine key and the scissors because they go missing. But no, it's the teaspoons.
Mm. Teaspoons. When I mention that to someone else, I go, oh my God, yes. Why? And all I could think of is maybe for baby food. I don't know. Why? Maybe when they're having tea. I don't know. I can't understand how teaspoons go missing. But maybe so. It's a cultural thing. So we breed bottle openers in Australia, whereas in Europe and America, the bottle openers disappear. Teaspoons disappear there. There's obviously some sort of funny black hole going on in the short-term rental industry in different parts of the world.
But something you said was that your host was like, oh, that always goes missing.
So
if you are saying that out loud to your guests, like you're very observant, you know, Deborah, when you're like, how can I solve this problem? If it always goes missing, add that to your inspector checklist.
That's what I want to say to listeners right now too. Look, we just gave you a forewarning. These are things that are going to go missing. These are things that $20 maybe you can have spares actually in your house, a couple of extras of these. And we see it all the time. Hosts get so frustrated when these things go missing. It's like, just plan ahead for it. Order them, have them there. And so when they go missing, it's like, no big deal. It's like, got an extra one. We've got these
moving on.
Move on. And it's not that big of it. It's really a teeny tiny fraction of their stay. And who knows, maybe they accidentally tossed it in the garbage, or maybe they went out for a picnic and they took the wine key and put it in, you know, a bag, and then, you know, didn't put it back. No big deal. Like, let them go with it. Interesting.
So I used to stock up with teaspoons and wine glasses. I went on eBay and I think I bought like 100 wine glasses, and I just had supply.
Yes.
Top it up when needed. You know, it happens.
It does.
But I think, look, going back to the towel rails, I think that's a really important one, only because if you can imagine a full house or a full apartment and you're just surrounded by wet towels, you know, that's not what you want to see in a place that you've just spent a lot of money on, and you come back from sightseeing and you've got everyone's towels hanging everywhere. It's really, there's a simple solution, and that's something that's really going to affect someone's day, you know, when they got their wet towel. Where do I put this now? You know?
And putting them in the rooms is really nice. That way, if there are
multiple people,
it's like, look, my towel is in my room. It's not like, oh, I hung my towel on the third hook to the right by the toilet or whatever. Like, you know, hey, they're in my room and I can keep those.
All right, everybody. There. We fully expect you to tag us on Instagram
buying
when you're
your
installing
hooks.
And buying your hooks.
No, your guests will thank you. And even, I don't even like to put my clothes, like sometimes when I'm staying places, I just want to if it's a jacket or a shirt, I just throw it on that hook and then I can pick it up the next day. I don't want to use all the hangers.
And also if you do install your hooks in the wall, make sure you're using heavy duty anchors, because people will do that. They'll hang their computer bags, their purses, and last thing you want is a hole in your wall. So
that's me.
Getting the right weighted quantity for your anchors is good. Yeah. So Deborah, you do a lot for our industry. As we wrap up this show, anything else you want to leave our listeners with? What are you working on, and how can they get a hold of you if they want more, Deborah?
Sure. Well, actually, one podcast came about because of the guest inspector. Because if I'm going to be making recommendations, particularly about software for their website, for their businesses, things like that, software and services, I realized that I've been going to conferences for many, many years. But because of my guest referral platform, I was talking to property managers, trying to, you know, get their feedback and get them on board. And I never spoke to any of the suppliers. And I thought, okay, I don't know them, so I better get to know them if I'm going to be recommending them in as the guest inspector in the reports. So I figured, if I don't know what everyone does, maybe other people don't know what everyone does. So I started Explained with the guest inspector. So each week I have an episode where I talk to a software provider, a service provider, and it's literally the same as going up to them at a booth in a conference and saying, okay, what do you do? And I'm asking them questions as a property manager. Okay, you know, what do you do? How does it work? Do you connect to my PMS? How does the guest get notified? Blah, blah, blah. How much does it cost? Et cetera, et cetera. So they're only about 15 minutes long, average, sometimes 20, bit over if they've got a lot of features to discuss. But that's been a very, very interesting thing to be working on. So the podcast page is going to be, it's not a who's who in the industry, but it's going to be a great resource page or a directory. So if you're looking for, okay, I'm thinking of dynamic pricing, you know, you can go on there, search dynamic pricing, and it will pop up so far the two interviews I've had with Wheelhouse and Beyond. And you can have a listen to what both companies do. And then, okay, I like the sound of this and pursue it yourself. You know, with smart locks, I'm going to have furniture suppliers on soon. So it's a great resource page just to see, okay, what do you need? Have a listen to what, you know, who's out there, what they're offering. So that's been really, really exciting. And also working on the Book Direct show. So we're going to be in Miami in October, coming over your side of the world. We have two live days in Miami and I'm curating the online series. So I'm putting together the speakers. And with the Book Direct show, we like to think outside the box. We like innovative, unique, educational sessions. So it'll be very interesting. Now, the online series is free on the first 2 days that it's live.
Okay.
But I'll give you some links for that maybe. If you
Perfect. Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes for everybody. Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Cool. And then the last little thing I'm just starting to work on now is another podcast about sustainability. Now, there's a lot of talk about how our industry really needs to get behind it. And I don't like the word sustainability, sorry, about being more environmentally friendly. So as an industry, I think there needs to be a bit more education and awareness and just what do you do? How do you do it? So this is what the podcast is going to be about. It's going to show, I'm going to interview people with like success stories, the small steps, and even a bit of education, like what's carbon and why is it a culprit right now? So we can put everything into context. You know, when we say, don't use those little single-use plastic, have a big pump and refill it and la, 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 why? Let's know what's going on in the ocean and what's the problem. So then you can understand why, okay, maybe you shouldn't be using these little amenity things. So yeah, that's the little baby I'm working on now, as well as TextBlain, as well as a guest inspector, and as well as a Book Direct show.
Awesome.
No, we love it all. And actually, I do have one more question for you, Deborah, that I meant to ask you earlier, because you mentioned that you didn't like WhatsApp, but I think our listeners might be like, well, then what does she like? What chat option do you like or have you seen successful for direct book websites?
On all of my platforms, websites, whatever, I use Drift.
Okay.
So Drift, you can have on your phone, and when someone pops up and asks a question, you can get notified on your phone and then you can answer straight away from your phone.
Okay.
You can have whoever's phone number, whoever's on duty, blah, blah, blah. And there's another one that I actually want to get on TextBlain. I think they're called Chat 24/7. And they may be people who are there to answer for you. I'm not exactly sure how that one works.
Gotcha.
Okay. I love WhatsApp. I love WhatsApp for private use.
Right.
But in terms of that live chat, I've had one of my clients for guest inspector, it was like, I thought, okay, WhatsApp. Okay, let me ask a question through that avenue, ask a query. And it took me away.
Yeah.
It was like, no, you don't want to go off your website.
No.
Right. So yeah, Drift is a nice one. It's easy.
Awesome. No, that's great.
Deborah, this was amazing. So many nuggets that I know our listeners can like go away, implement today. Home Depot is about to have a shortage on hooks. So you're welcome, Home Depot.
I might add, what? Instead of hooks, because hooks, you know, when you've got the towel draping there, it doesn't dry so well. In my home and my properties, I had towel rails, standalone, because then they can dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can use the hooks behind the door for your coats.
There you go.
If there's an option for a towel rail, I think that looks a bit smarter, a bit more old school, but it looks a bit smarter. And the towels will dry.
Sure. All right. There you have it.
Sorry, I'm a niggler for details.
No, here for it. All right, listeners, we'll have all of Deborah's, what she mentioned in our show notes. So if you missed any of that, head there. As always, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.